Alright guys, hello and welcome back to another episode of Crow Crew, your daily Brawl Stars podcast. I'm Rios Quest and I'm back in the episode. Let's get right into it. I grinded a bit of boss fight, let's just say that. I grinded a bit of boss fight this weekend. And we'll get to that in one quick second. Alright. I'm trying to find... Might have to find Brawl Stars. I know where it is. $25,175 trophies, but I grinded to Insane 7. And then I kind of stopped there because couldn't get any good randoms, and I'd already sunk several hours into it. So, yeah. Having Insane 7 on my profile isn't bad. Who knows? Maybe I'll be able to grind one more out tonight, but I doubt it. In the shop, we have a 49 gem pin pack, a 39 gem epic pin, a 69 gem offer for two Jackie pins, although all these are probably gone by now. Same with quick draw Edgar for 79 gems. Tomorrow, I believe the Amber de la Vega thing will appear, that offer. So yeah, I think I'm going to stop Say the Brawl Stars podcasting, because that would be today. Because they honestly don't get a lot of listens. I think they're kind of boring. I like them because I don't have to work for them, but or come up with a topic. But they're not the best. And yeah, I suppose I could talk about my... The boss fight experience, so yeah, in case you haven't seen the OJ video, the strat is to go Bell 8-bit Edgar, but yeah, it's very hard to get teammates who actually know what they're doing. I can't tell you how many times I got a Lou. Like, Lou, he isn't that terrible pick, for all intents and purposes, but because of his slowdown and stun, or his super and his stun, but seriously, Lou... If you have a Lou, you have a pretty good chance of having 8-bit. So, at that point, you might as well just play 8-bit. Just saying. So, yeah. I believe I can grind it up to Insane 4, maybe Insane 5, just using Colt. Just because my Colt is 770. I actually never had any luck with 8-bit for some reason. I guess the difference is that much. Speaking of Colt, I probably need to grind out some takedown. I want to get him to rank 26. For absolutely no reason other than star points. So, that's cool, I guess. So I'll be doing that after this podcast, if I can. So, yeah, the success I did have, because I was playing with randoms, success I did have was limited, but whenever it did happen, it was always due to off comps, so, like, not what that was, like, it was... But, like, the closest thing I had was two Edgars and an 8-bit, or maybe it was two Edgars and a Colt. Because, yeah, my Bell isn't high enough trophies, so I will be, you better believe I will be, you better believe I will be grinding my Bell up this week so that the next time the boss fight comes around, I can at least get in 500 trophy matchmaking rather than 300 trophy matchmaking, which for some reason is plagued with Lou's. Seriously, like, who decided it'd be a good idea to play Lou in boss fight? Like, I get it, but where's the damage potential? Where's the, like, and typically boss fight Insane 5 onwards, it requires you to beef up one person. Even before that, it's a common practice. But boss fight at that level, with a like, Luke, he's not the person who gets beefed up, because obviously he, you know, doesn't have the best damage stats, and his freeze doesn't increase with time. So yeah, you definitely shouldn't be beefing up Luke. And like, he has no mechanic that makes other teammates stronger, so there's like no point to him. In boss fight, of course. So yeah, I'm looking forward to getting actual good matchmaking, because I didn't even mention this. I got like 3 speedrun world records from that. Maybe a few more, or a couple more second places as well, and a few just I didn't even bother submitting because, like, there's no point. Like, I don't care about a 7th place normal because my teammates are bad. Also, I had the bright idea of playing Bell early before I thought about, you know, trophy matchmaking. Because even though you don't gain or lose trophies or anything, it's still based off trophy count. I mean, obviously, you can't have 50 trophy people playing with 1,000 trophy people, so yeah, that's a thing. Other than that, there isn't really much to cover. I mean, I didn't play Power League, got my quest done and a little more, but I mean, it's a miracle that I played that much. And yeah, hopefully next weekend's speedrun grinding treats me better. I did actually grind out some tutorial runs. I think I talked about that last episode. But I didn't do any today because I was focused on boss fight. Oh yeah, I don't know if I mentioned I'm tier 56, which means I unlocked my first belt golden hand pin, which is always exciting. I'm not going to be using it yet. Probably not, just because it's not the most exciting, but I will be using more I get along the line, obviously. Yeah, I didn't really play any takedown today. Obviously, right? Because I was playing, Power League, boss fight most of the time. See, it was exciting, though. I mean, that's the highest in boss fight I've got ever by, like, 3 stages. So, yeah, I mean, like, I don't think it's possible yet with the randoms, because you just simply don't have enough time. Because even when you get to Insane 8, you still can't match up with a Bell and the Edgar consistently. You can match up with a Bell more times than you can match up with an Edgar, but it feels like whenever you decide to change that and pick Edgar, you match up with a Bell and like either another Edgar or, you know, someone else. And the times when I do pick Bell, I end up, getting a Lou because Supercell had the bright idea to make him have a mechanic that only noobs see overpowered in boss fight. So yeah, I mean, it's exciting. How far I got. I'm glad with how far I got, don't get me wrong. So I'm in no means complaining. Because that was, I mean, it's not the highest I've ever got in a special mode like that. But it is, it's the second highest, I guess. Because I am, in fact, one of the people who beat Insane 16 for Super City Rampage. So that's cool. My Robo Rumble's still on Insane 3. There haven't been any easy Robo Rumble exploits yet. Unfortunately. What a shame. I've had to play it normally until this point. I'm going to hope Takedown comes back later this season because I probably could have got it. That probably was my first real chance for a rank 30. I mean, sure, it's with Colt, but hey, a rank 30 is a rank 30, am I right? I really got nothing else to throw out there. So I'm probably going to wrap this up. Discord's link in the description. Club's link in the description. Question that, I'll see ya.
Don't mess with my crew!